This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, I'm Olive Thomas. The Patriotic Entrepreneurs of Liberia says it will stage a go slow beginning today. The group's head did not state how long their action will last, but said it will result to a total lockdown of Monrovia and its environs. Presley Tenwa told UNMIL Radio they are taking the action because all negotiations with the government, its representatives and the legislature have failed. He said some of the unnegotiated issues include the bureaucratic bottlenecks at the Freeport of Monrovia, the retailization policy and the undue pressure on Liberian businesses by the Pinzville City Corporation. Meanwhile, the government is warning Patel to desist from its plan Go Slow, saying the act is in conflict with the laws of Liberia. A MECAT statement over the weekend says the government will not tolerate any illegal act by individuals or groups, including Patel, that portends to breach the peace and disrupt normal activities while stagnating the economy. The statement said, while the government recognizes the democratic rights of individuals and groups to express grievances over issues of disagreement, it advises that such expressions or demonstrations be done within the parameters of the law. The Deputy Minister for Small Business Administration at the Ministry of Commerce said the government is making efforts to address challenges faced by small and medium-sized businesses in the country. Minister Andrew Pega named access to finance, farm-to-market roads, and the lack of training in capacity development as challenges. Minister Pega noted this has prompted many efforts, such as the establishment of the Liberia Marketplace, created solely to showcase only goods made in Liberia. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has termed the ongoing clinical research on the Ebola virus disease in Liberia as strong ties between Liberia and the United States of America. The Clinical Research Oversight Manager, John Tenney, said the opening of the research study represents the implementation of the vision to build a strong research capability of Liberia to benefit the people of Liberia and the world. Meanwhile, the Director General of the Liberia National Institute of Health, Talbot Niswa, has described the establishment of the NIH as a critical decision by the Liberian government to effectively remedy infectious diseases in the country. Director General Niswa has also stressed the continued need to train more Liberian health professionals to take over from professional health expatriates. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has announced a three-month state of emergency after attacks on two Coptic churches that left at least 44 dead. The measure allows authorities to make arrests without warrants and search people's homes. It needs to be approved by Parliament before it is implemented. So-called Islamic State said it was behind the blast in Tanta and Alexandria on Palm Sunday. The group has targeted Copts in Egypt recently and warns of more attacks. Mr. Sisi made a defiant speech at the presidential palace after a meeting of the National Defense Council to discuss the explosions. And U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has criticized Russia, saying it had failed to prevent Syria from carrying out a chemical attack on a rebel-held town. He said Russia had agreed to ensure Syria's chemical weapons stockpiles were destroyed, and its failure to do this enabled the attack. G7 foreign ministers are preparing to meet in Italy later today. Talks will focus on how to increase pressure on Russia to distance itself from Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. On Tuesday, Mr. Tillerson will continue from the G7 to Moscow, where he will meet his Russian counterpart, Sergey Lavrov. Russia is the Syrian government's main ally and helped facilitate a 2013 agreement to destroy Syria's chemical arsenal. That's the UNMIL Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.umissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003 or twitter/unmilnews. I'm Olive Thomas. Good morning.